So we're excited to be continuing our kind of our farm tour of Robertson County. We're at Bell Hollow Beef right now. This is their farm store, about 2.5 miles from the actual location of their farm. And we've got our friends Elvis and Rhonda and Justin with us to tell us all about farming in Robertson County. It seems like the perfect place.
Yes, it is. When I was a small child, I always wanted to locate here in Adams. I grew up in Guthrie, Kentucky, but there was a mystique about Adams that always drew me here. And the first deer I ever saw in the wild was actually on the farm that I now own. And when I was a small child. So there has always been a draw with Adams, and it's a great place. If I was destitute and penniless, if a good Lord dropped me in Adams, that's where I'd want to be, because you get taken care of.
Amen.
Yeah, real good people here. Right.
Well, let's go back to, your name is Elvis. We're in Memphis. There's a connection there with a fellow named Presley. So how did you get the name Elvis?
I'm actually Elvis Jr. My dad was named Elvis. My grandmother came up with it somewhere because he's 6 years older than Presley.
What?
Oh, okay.
Whoa.
Okay.
Yeah, first Elvis.
I never got the origin from my grandmother.
Okay.
But she named him Elvis, and I was Junior. And my dad told me had I been a girl, he was going to name me Elvira.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God you were Elvis. Awesome.
But so y'all have traditionally grown tobacco and other products, and you've sort of gotten more and more into beef.
Yes.
Right?
Right. I picked up cows kind of as a side item when I began farming. I just got a few. And as I got more into it, I started to get more in also in tobacco and grain, and cows kind of took a back seat. So Ron and I had been discussing it about what we were going to do to maybe try to add some value to the cattle and to make it more of a priority than it's been. So we kind of conceived this idea, and it's trying to move this business, and now it is adding some value to the cattle, and it's become more of a profitable enterprise on my farms.
I think you're doing it at the right time, too, because the world's different now, and I think people are a little more skeptical to go into a big grocery store chain, especially
when they might not have what you want anyway, can come here and have a small
better quality,
small store experience.
Definitely something we learned from COVID is, we're too dependent on stuff that ain't regionally sourced. So
thank you.
Locally sourced products have definitely made a comeback through all this.
Yeah, no doubt. It's too bad you can't make toilet paper. I said
that.
You can make paper products, man. You'd be all set.
Yeah. We'll stick with the beef.
Yeah,
Yeah, the beef works for us.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
But we partner with several other producers in the area as well. Summertime, we have vegetables. We have a little bit of everything. When anybody around here grows, they bring it here. We sell it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We also offer pork from another local producer that's right here in Adams. So we try to keep as much right here as we can.
We're beef store park consignment shops.
There we go.
I saw you had some lovely handmade soaps and things.
Yes.
And Bailey and I were suckers for natural products. We're like, we got to try this and this and this. But you know what? If you were going to go buy it in a grocery store, a regular store, a retail store, like, why not buy it locally? Why not buy it from a family? It makes me feel good going into Thanksgiving that we're getting to meet all these families. And, here's a little bit of our family to yours.
For this time of year, especially.
Well, we're going to be taking beef and pork and jams and preserves back to Newton County, Indiana for Thanksgiving.
That's
we're taking a little bit
That's
of South
really
home
neat.
With us.
That's really,
really
neat.
Fun.
Mm-hmm.
One other thing we try to pride ourselves on our beef is we don't use any growth hormones. It's pretty much from the calf, from the mama to the processor, and we just feed hay and grain with no growth hormones. We age our beef for 2 weeks once it gets processed. So these are some things we're trying to do to add value.
Mm-hmm.
I think it makes a better cut. I think it puts the consumer at ease knowing that we don't use any extra added hormones for their growth. So it's all natural growth.
Absolutely. I can't wait. We tasted the beef stew.
Yes.
I cannot wait to get a New York strip and get it home on the grill.
They're one of our favorites. Everybody's about ribeyes and we like them.
Yeah.
But there is something about those strips.
Yeah.
We like them.
Okay.
We like them.
Yes. Good. That's what we're getting.
We cook them more than we cook anything else, really.
Yeah.
Okay.
So how do you cook your New York strip?
Real.
On the grill.
I don't marinate a New York strip. You don't have to because they're aged, so they're tender.
4 minutes. Flip it once.
Yep. And a little bit of Uncle Chris's, which I sell in the store.
Okay, Uncle
because
Chris's.
Because you can't buy it anywhere.
Uh-huh.
And everybody said, what does he put on that stuff? I ordered on Amazon, and I provide it to my customers. Don't make much off it, just because I know it's good stuff.
There you go.
And it tastes good on my steak. So.
Okay.
Hey, another way I learned to cook them is if it's too cold or it's raining, you don't feel like getting the grill out. If you have an air fryer, a little setting on an air fryer,
I haven't tried that
you put
yet.
A little olive oil, put a little rub on it, put in that air fryer. and select them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like that.
About how long and what temp?
I just put the air fryer on, hit go. I think it's set on like 350 or something around there.
Okay.
And I usually let it go for maybe 5-10 minutes. And I start checking it and just, you know, to look. And I like mine a little bit more pink in the middle. So
there you go.
Yeah.
Undercook mine a little bit.
That's quick. That's quick.
Yeah. That air fryer cooks things amazingly quick.
Right. We're big fans of the air fryer.
The younger I was like, I wanted it to look like a hockey puck. And as I got older,
your tastes have developed.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is it about when we get older we like it?
Rare?
Yeah.
Rare.
You want to taste
He's
it.
He's not
it's
with
like,
me. I cooked one the other night and it was a little too rare for
no,
me.
I'm a little more, I'm medium yeah. well, but
you know,
maybe yeah. it's like as we age, we need to consume the blood of younger beings.
You must need it because I love it.
You're going to turn me vegan. Stop.
Right. Well, that's good. You turn vegan, there's more meat for the rest
right.
of the
meat. We all have to share our beef with you from yeah. Bell Hollow.
Well, guys,
y'all, thank you so much for your time today.
We're glad to have you. It's been nice meeting you.
And y'all, Bell Hollow Farms is, Bell Hollow Beef is right off U.S. Highway 41. So when you're on your scenic drive from north to south,
boom.
You got to stop here and grab some steaks. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.